regardless of the outcome. Boost up positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meals. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators, I know how Mowgli feels. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers eating fresh rugs. Call me privately.
Welcome to episode 266 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only Pimpcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. And this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com.
Turn that simp into a pimp.
Bam! Heaven's Harvest, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Also, hey, don't forget about the Living Soil Foundation. Remember, it's our 501c3 that we started to basically get Western North Carolina back on its feet again, and we are strategically positioned to be able to make that possible. And we want to thank everybody out there that's offered donations so far. So we're going to need a lot more. And if you know anybody, some benevolent person with a lot of deep, you know, money just sitting on the shelf somewhere, by all means, let them know about the Living Soil Foundation. We're going to do some incredible things here. And I want to thank everybody out there that's donated. We thoroughly appreciate it. Now, before we get into our guest here, and folks, you're definitely going to want to stick around for this, because we're going to be getting into something tonight that many people do not know about. And if you know about some of it, as I do, your mind's probably going to be blown by our next guest and her invention. I'll come to that in a minute. But right off the bat, I want to make sure I tell everybody out there that when we have guests on the show, I know this is healthcare week, generally on this show, when we have a guest on here, look, they may say things that you may not disagree, you may not agree with. You may be bitterly opposed to what they say, but absorb what's useful. So there may be a person on here that says this about one thing or this about another. Look, I'm counting on this audience to not be some hoople-headed marchy running around Asheville and, you know, with the inability to decide for yourself and do the research to find out what works for you and what doesn't. Everything is not a panacea. I want you to listen to what you hear, take away what you think is useful. All right. So March coming up, March 18th through the 22nd, Shalom Temple is going to have a five-day immersion workshop. We had on Jax last night, and to my understanding, the way my email's looking, apparently a lot of you folks got a lot of great information out there. So we'll have her back on to talk more about healthcare. And then also May 2nd through the 4th. I know that's a little ways off. We got Mountain Readiness. You want to get tickets for that, it's going to be mountainreadiness.com. Don't forget about our other advertisers, EMP Shield, $50 off with promo code PERMA, and Redemption Shield, of course, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Now, with that, I got all the housekeeping out of the way, folks, and I'm going to get into my guest here in a second. Now, before I do, look, y'all, you see this on my wrist? It's not an Apple Watch. Everybody, I've actually had people write to me and say, I am not going to listen to another thing you say because you are basically you're a hypocrite. You say stay away from Wi-Fi and all this other stuff, and you're wearing an Apple Watch. Folks, it isn't an Apple Watch. This is one of the coolest things out there, and I've been wearing it for months. People hit me up in the videos, and they hit me up when I'm out and about. And let me just tell a brief story before I get into my testimony. And Michelle's only going to be here a short while, y'all. She's not feeling real great right now. A lot of weird things going on. But anyway, that's another story altogether. I was speaking, of course, and I think I just processed an entire ecosystem out there at the which festival was that where we ran into the Homesteaders United. I was out there at Homesteaders United, and yes, it was. And it was the lady that was from Redmond Salt that said, hey, is that a wave watch?
Oh.
She says, I had this back problem that's been going on forever and a day. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, she came up to me and said, and I didn't want to do it, but I did. And I said, I'll tell you what, it was like at the end of the day, and I got issues with anxiety, and I got issues with other things. I'll talk to Linda about that in a minute. And I said, I'll tell you what, why don't you take this thing? What's wrong with you? She said, what was it? She was in a car wreck.
I think it was her shoulder.
Yeah, car wreck. And she had persisting shoulder problems. And no matter how many drugs they gave her, they couldn't get rid of it. And I said, I'll tell you what, take this thing. I know where to find you. So if you don't bring my watch back tomorrow, I'm coming for you. And so the very next morning, they were having service out there. And she came up to me And she still had it on her wrist. She was working at the thing, and she came up to me. She says, I'm still can't believe this thing is actually working. I don't want to believe that this thing is actually working, but this is the first time I've not had pain in I don't know how long.
Well, and she also had better shoulder mobility, didn't she? Right. Wasn't she able to raise
her? She was able to raise her shoulder, and she couldn't do it before.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to let you, Michelle, you had some issues. You had a couple of issues, and I wanted to tell these stories, and then I'll, of course, get into mine here in a minute before we bring on Linda. But you also had a couple of issues, and one of them just happened today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go down and grab something real quick while you tell everybody what that is.
Okay. So I had today, we were driving somewhere towards Asheville. I don't know if it was driving towards Asheville that triggered it. I don't know what the trigger was, but it was anxiety. I just got a really bad, just anxious feeling just driving where we were going today. So Billy gave me the wave watch, and it took care of that. But I also had an endometriosis flare up in August. Billy gave me the watch to put on, and I was wearing it, and it was the worst pain. That flare up was the worst that I've ever had. And I had some pretty bad ones. But I had a flare up. Billy gave me the watch to put on, and at some point I must have taken it off. I don't know why. I wasn't thinking clearly, but I took the watch off, and it was after that the pain went. It was on another level. So that watch was able to keep it at a manageable level. I should have put it back on, but I wasn't. My brain was not working right.
Yeah. So, I mean, mine wasn't either today. Look, folks, I've made no secret about the fact that I'm a blood-bought soldier of Christ. And because of that, I know that we've been spiritually attacked. And we've talked about it very publicly right here on this program and on the YouTube channel, which is obviously this program. Folks, we've been hit 30 ways to Sunday. And I'm not going to talk about the mitigation strategies, but there's a lot of them that we do. I've been hit, and I constantly get hit. Here's why I even got to the position. I don't know what's wrong with this chair.
It sinks. It doesn't stay up.
Anyway, I was going through this, and I was being attacked. We were being hit by scalar weapons. We were being digitally gang stalked, the whole nine yards, and we got the goods on it. We can prove it. And I heard, and just by some serendipity, I heard Michael Jaco, former Navy SEAL and CIA guy, talking about the very same doggone symptoms I was going through, and how this watch had basically, it was the only relief he could find. And I'm like, no way, man, there's no way this thing can be doing what he's talking about. But let me go ahead and give it a shot. So I got one. And honestly, Linda, in all truth, I don't even take this thing off except for when I jump in the shower and go to sleep. So thank you so much for being on the program, Linda.
Oh, my goodness. So exciting to hear these different testimonies. I just cannot believe how people are reacting to it. We're learning a whole new idea in our lives, you know. And I'm so excited to be on the show with you when I learned about, you know, the things that you do with the permaculture and things. I'm a farm girl, and that's what we did. That's how I was raised, was in the permaculture, you know. And we did so many things that kept our soil up. I mean, we had 200 head of hogs, and we scooped the manure and, you know, put it on our own land and things like that. And it changed, you know. People and farmers are no longer doing that. And so I just really appreciate the efforts that you're doing a little bit differently, you know. And that's what I'm doing. It's in a different field, but I'm trying to approach taking care of ourselves, our self-care, in a completely different manner. And that's what the Wave Watch has brought to us. So
I'll be completely honest and transparent. I wore this thing for a solid month, and it was some of the only relief I could find. I mean, I basically keep this thing constantly on either anxiety or self-edgeo tones. And plus, I got some other questions as far as maybe some other things I probably ought to be using, because it's not like I read the instructions or anything. This thing's pretty easy to navigate. I mean, even for a Luddite like me. And so I got this thing and I'm like, okay, man, let me put this on. Maybe this will. And then it was working. It took a solid month before I would allow myself to believe that it was actually working. And I'm like, okay, so we got to back up a little bit because, first of all, why don't you give a, I know I jumped in like feet first on this because I know Michelle has other things she has to do, but also, honestly, I've just been so excited about this and I've been wanting to get you on the program forever and a day. And everybody and your great grandmother is asking about this watch. And I'm like, well, I don't know that I can talk about it yet. So let me keep on trying this thing. So for well over 3 months now, I wear this thing every single day. And I don't know that I've slept with it before, but maybe we'll find out whether or not I can. But before we get into any of that, why don't you tell everybody, I know you were a farm girl back in the day, what on earth inspired you to create something like this?
Well, obviously we all grow up and our lives change, but mine was actually, I guess you'd say conditioned by my lack of hearing. I'm actually deaf, completely deaf in one ear. And they didn't discover that. I was born with it. They didn't discover that until third grade. So evidently I learned to read lips and to, you know, maybe put my hands on people and feel their vibrations and, you know, look at them really close and that kind of thing to intuit what they were saying. But so sound has been a part of my life from the very beginning, or the lack of sound. So to explain this product just a little bit, it is a watch that has thousands of frequencies on it, probably about 24,000 frequencies on it that you are absorbing through the back of the watch. So there's a speaker on it and it will be absorbed, and sound goes through your bones and your skin very quickly. You don't have to hear it. And that was so important for me because I can't hear, you know. So it was very interesting to see a need for that and put that together. But a little bit more of my story on how I was always fascinated by sound. And so when I went to college, maybe I should back up. When in high school, I played, you know, a couple different instruments and things like that. But when I went to college, I started playing the drums. And that really was my sound that I was missing. I continued to play drums in a band for 30 some years. And so I got that sound that I needed, you know, through a musical instrument. And you look back to ancient cultures, that's what they did. They had all kinds of sound and they were actually healing tools through sound. So that was very interesting to me because I had no idea, you know, until I jumped into sound many years later. But the reason I got into sound more and more was because both my mother and sister were diagnosed with breast cancer at the same time. Yeah. And this has been about 16 years ago. But my medical doctors, without a doubt, they just, you know, said, well, you should just have a double mastectomy and forget about it. A prophylactic mastectomy, nothing was going on. That was their answer. And I was a teacher. You know, kind of looked at him, and I know what I was thinking in my mind. It's really not repeatable. You know, I was screaming and going, but what I probably said to them was, I think I can think of something better than that. And I walked out the door and I started a business, and I call it BRAS, Breast Research Awareness and Support. And so for the last 16 years, I've taught women how to protect their breast health naturally. Okay. And I didn't have any surgeries, and I'm still fine today without any problems whatsoever. Now, my mom and sister are both fine too, and they both did different medical ideas that were available at the time. But as I kept developing my BRAS business and teaching women how to take care of their breast health naturally, I was starting to get overwhelmed. There were so many things to teach them, so many kinds of supplements. There were exercises, there were massages. The list was endless. And, you know, one day it's like, God, show me what else to do. You know, I just looked up, God, tell me what else to do. And it's really like I got hit over the head. It's like frequencies, frequencies. There's a frequency for everything. They have measured these frequencies over 100 years ago. So if you didn't know, or if you don't know about Dr. Rife, Royal Raymond Rife, R-I-F-E, he's considered basically the father of frequencies. You know, he measured, and then they've continued to measure frequencies. And they even say that Tesla measured frequencies and had his own vibration plate, which he shared with his friend Mark Twain. Isn't that kind of interesting? Mm-hmm. That was a new tidbit for me. But anyway, these frequencies have been around. So as I started studying, I literally found frequencies for every idea that I was working with for women. And so now I can work in a different way, because seriously, I was starting to get upset about some of the supplements that we have. They are maybe not what we think they are. You know, some of our supplements have a lot of unnatural products in them that we really don't want. So I was looking for a much simpler way, and it was frequencies. There's a frequency for everything. So that's kind of how I got started. I started putting it together, and I actually had a tool for quite a while that measured frequencies in a different way. It is called a biomeridian, and it has about 50,000 frequencies on it. And I was using it and using frequencies. But this tool was big, and it cost $20,000, and you had to have a degree to use it. And I'm going, why isn't there a simpler way? Well, of course, God says there is, you know, put it on a watch. And so about 2006, I started some original patent ideas. And it's kind of fun to say, I'm understanding that's even before the Apple Watch, you know, was around. So I started developing this before that. And it took me a while because the technology wasn't here. There was no technology for this. And I just love what Christine says. God spoke the world into existence. He used the frequency to create every living thing. And we have ignored that, don't you think? We really have ignored that. We have not done that. So as we go back, there are some frequency tools being developed now. But as far as I know, mine is the only one that uses acoustical frequencies. It's perfectly safe because it's the sound of your voice. Now, let me explain it just a little bit further. Do you have a song that you like to listen to, or you move to it when you hear it, or you know that if you play it, you'll just relax? Sure. I think almost everybody has that experience. We know that music changes us. So that's what this is. This is a music player on our wrist that our body can absorb. Now, it doesn't sound, quote unquote, like our modern day music. It's more like a bee buzz. It's just a, you know, and there are about 1,100 different unique sounds, you know. So, and then inside each one of those sounds, there could be up to 30 different frequencies that are playing back and forth. So I like I mentioned, maybe about 24,000 frequencies on this watch. So I hope that's a little bit of a start there, Billy. Does that give you some ideas?
Yeah. And you've asked nearly all the questions. No, you didn't actually. I got a whole list of things I've been asking you for months now. And I'm sure the audience, and by the way, folks, if you do have any questions, please put it in all caps. And if you would hit that thumbs up on the way and let everybody know we're live. Yeah. I was wondering when I first put this on, I was like, okay, how did you know what frequency to use for which ailment? I mean, how did you determine that?
Now, that is actually still a mystery to me. How did Rife measure those frequencies? So again, the frequencies have been around. I just applied them in a modern, up-to-date version, you know.
Oh, so, I see. You're taking Rife's work, Royal Raymond.
Some of his ideas, yeah. And working with them and changing those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's not his exactly, because his were a little bit more electrical. If you have a Rife system, you're actually holding metal rods in your hands. And, you know, you have a big machine still, and you're working with different frequencies and looking them up in a book. And it's quite the process. A professional has to do that. And I have had a couple of people that have done that, and their system anyway that they went to, they had metal plates that they put their feet on, and their feet actually got blistered. So that was another tool that I was learning about, is that maybe the electricity, you know. So I wanted acoustical frequencies. And I'm so excited to be able to tell you that they've done a lot of research. And this is especially in Denmark at the School of Physics. And they think that they have already proven that our nerves are not electrical. They are sound pulses. And they have study after study that they say shows that. But like anything we do, it could be 50 years before that becomes common knowledge and people are, you know, acknowledging that. But to me, the WaveWatch backs that up, because nerves are some of the things that the WaveWatch works on the easiest and the best. And so basically, when you are absorbing a frequency through your bones or your skin or even your ears, it goes through your body faster than the speed of sound. Think about that. Our bodies are mostly water, and sound goes through water faster, you know? So everything zips through your body. So it can be amazing how fast things can change. And that's been especially in the nerve ideas that people have given me testimonies on.
Now, people have asked me, oh, shoot, man, I can't believe you're wearing that Apple Watch. That thing's got Wi-Fi and everything else coming off of it. Now, is there any danger of that in your watch?
No, absolutely not. This is a self-contained tool. And I'm just about like you. I don't know every word that you said, but I hate Wi-Fi. You know, of course, it's a tool we have to use, but it is very disruptive to our system. And here's how I learned it firsthand. In my office, I've had thousands of women, you know, come through. But some testimonies really bother me. I had one woman who wore her cell phone in her bra and had three kinds of breast cancer underneath the outline of that cell phone. I had another woman who started wearing her cell phone in her pocket for a new job. And within a short period of time, she had a huge cyst underneath where her cell phone was in her pocket. And then the third one to me that is even more disturbing is an older lady who was a little bit crippled. And so she leaned like this, and she had a life alert, or, a, you know, I'm not going to say that, you know, but what the seniors use to be alerted. And within a short period of time, less than a year, she had developed breast cancer exactly under that pendant that hung on her chest. So it goes beyond that. Women come in all the time and they're so tired and they can't function. And the, you know, the list is endless. And it's like, well, take off your watch. You've got a XYZ watch on, several different brands, and you are just inviting those negative frequencies into your body that disrupt it. So that's my big thing, is no Wi-Fi. It's standalone.
See, that was a rhetorical question, because I actually, I'm a 27-year IBEW journeyman electrician, so I know my way around electricity, and I also have an RF meter in the whole nine yards. So I went through and I tested when my niece was living with us. I actually went through with my RF meter. I mean, you name it, I got it, and just to test all this stuff. And I went through and I tested the phone, and of course that thing was, you know, blazing. I can't even believe anybody would put one to their head after seeing what I saw. Mm-hmm. And showing what I showed. And then what's even worse are those doggone earbuds I see people walking around with, those Bluetooth earbuds. That thing had this meter pegged out like nothing I've ever seen before. But your watch, nothing. Crickets.
Yes. So I've had several people test it and they're going, I'm not going to use it if it has anything. And it passes muster.
I wanted to be absolutely sure, because I was the world's biggest skeptic on this thing. And I'm thinking, okay, even after it was working, I was like, nah, there is not a place I go. In fact, when Michelle was dealing with the anxiety today, which I wonder if part of it wasn't spiritual, driving through. I mean, we basically live near the witch capital of the world right here in Asheville, North Carolina. And plus, there's a lot of dead bodies still up and down these rivers after that manufacturing came through. I mean, there's a lot of weird things going on around this place.
There would be.
And, you know, so I was like, I can't believe I went all, she was suffering the whole way. I said, here, put this watch on. She was squared away in 5 minutes. I mean, it took about 5 minutes, but she was like, okay, yeah, it's manageable. She ended up taking it back off, and then it came right back again. So I was like, okay, the correlation, I don't know how many examples I need. I know it's a little bit off topic here, but you know, since you were talking a little bit about, I'm going to go to this question here. It says, what do you know about underwire bras and breast cancer? I got to believe that these phones can only act as a bigger antenna in an underwire bra, I would think.
Yeah, you said it exactly. And That was a great question. That's what the underwires do. They are metal. They are attracting the EMF frequencies to our body. Mm-hmm. Wow. Exactly. Yes. So don't wear any underwires, ladies. And a lot of ladies will wear headbands and they've got metal in them. Don't do that.
Cool. Something not to do, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good night. I mean, everywhere you turn around these days, I mean, there's always something that's going to just, I mean, it's like the powers that shouldn't be are looking for every possible way to poison us. And sadly, for convenience, we just kind of stumble into it like zombies and willing to go after the latest thing. Like this other question here, it says, I noticed a lot of people getting, I don't even know what this is, but I think I've heard of it. The Aura Ring, are they dangerous? Or do you even know what that is?
I've heard of them, but I don't know the exact, you know, behind them all. So I would not know, but I do not know if they're hooked up to the internet. That would be the most important thing, but that's all I know. So don't know enough about it.
Well, talk to me about like what types of conditions or, you know, health concerns can WaveWatch actually help address for a lot of the people out there. We live in the United States of amnesia. Nearly everybody we know for the most part is dealing with some health concern or another. Is there anything in particular that this thing will help? I know that's, I think it's a rhetorical question on my part because I've already given my testimony.
Well, when I developed the first tool, which is what you have now, I've got the second version of it on right now, but the testimonies from the first version have been just over the top. And I had my thousands of clients actually, but hundreds of clients helped me to develop the WaveWatch. And during that time period, I had 9 women who had breast lumps go away or almost go away in a 30-minute time period. So that makes me cry a lot. That's all, you know, I'm not saying they were cancerous. I'm just saying they were lumps. They came in with a lump. They wore my sample protocol. They left without a lump, you know. And I had that happen to about 25 other people who had kidney stones. And so they came in and some of them were in pain or, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe not all of them in huge pains, but they knew that they were having kidney stone problems. They'd had it before. They wore the WaveWatch for about 30 minutes and did a urine sample and it was full of flak and their pain was gone, you know. So the WaveWatch has been amazing for kidney stones. And you think about it, it makes so much sense. The medical community uses the whole huge tool. It's called lithotripsy, you know. It looks like the rocket nose of a, you know, a spaceship to me, turned upside down and it's just, you know, pointing at you. And then they use ultrasound. And the Scientific American has a quote that says they don't know which frequencies to use, so they just blast you with everything.
Oh, wow.
And I talked to somebody the other day, and they said, yeah, I think they said it was about almost 7,000 times that they hit my, you know, I can't even imagine it. I'm not sure that that's exactly correct. That's just somebody relating to me that they said they heard they were hit 7,000 times when they had their lithotripsy done. Well, how about just wearing a watch that just has a frequency that says kidney stones? You touch the button, it starts playing a frequency. It goes all the way through your body. And in 30 minutes, we see flak in your urine.
Unbelievable. I'm not a hard sell on it because, as I said before, I was the world's biggest skeptic. Even when the thing was working, I'm like, there is no way this thing is actually doing what I think it's doing here. And it's been an extraordinary thing because I've done a little bit of work on frequencies. I'm a quick study when it comes to something I'm very interested in. And as an autodidact, I'll do the research and find out. Now, there are negative frequencies out there. I mean, we know that, you know, I think it was 1938, prior to World War II, Hitler's right-hand man, Himmler, basically, they changed the tone of all the orchestras in Europe, as I understand it. I guess you know about this history.
Yes.
They went from 444 to 440 hertz.
432.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so they basically changed it from a very consonant sound to something that was very, very dissonant. Now,
we said it just backwards. We 432 is a great frequency. 444 is negative, a little bit more. It's kind of a little bit more jarring to people.
Well, they changed it to a point where you know, I mean, there was some guy out there that tried to make the correlation, and it was interesting work. Mm-hmm. It was not long after they changed the frequencies over there that all of a sudden World War II breaks out. Now, yeah, I know that's a heavy argument to make. I mean, you're going to need a lot of proof on that, but there might be a little bit of correlation there. But going back to this, I mean, some folks are going to ask, not that it means a whole lot to me, because honestly, empirical data for myself is far more important than what the mainstream scientific community is going to tell me. But have there been any scientific studies specifically regarding your functioning of the Wave Watcher, or any kind of research or anything that anybody's ever done regarding it?
At this point in time, we are just getting ready to start some, double blind studies and some, different types of studies, but we do not have any at the time. We just have testimonies, So
that's
it's more exciting. It's exciting to get to that stage where we are ready for some double blind tests.
Yeah. So, mainstream science tells me that I can't do what I'm doing with my compost right now to heal Western North Carolina, but I know different, and I got mm-hmm. the lab test to prove it. So, and then also the empirical data that I've gathered from using your device is all the proof I need that this thing works. And that's why I debated for the longest time. I'm like, man, is it all in my head? And so I would do when Michelle was like writhing in pain from endometriosis, I mean, absolutely writhing in pain. I said, okay, let me try this thing. But I was afraid that it wouldn't work. So I said, okay, put this thing on. And then all of a sudden she mellowed out. It took the pain from, and believe me, she is as hard as woodpecker lifts. I mean, she is tough. And when I see her in pain, I know that there is some serious stuff going on right there. And all of a sudden, it went from a 10 down to a 5. I mean, even if it just does that much, that's life-changing for a whole lot of people out there. It really is. So, I mean, for the typical experience for someone wearing the, I guess the question is, so for anybody who's just out of the gates going to put this thing on, and they're thinking, okay, I'm in decent health, I don't have anything going on, are there frequencies you would suggest to a person who's just putting this thing on for the first time, to where they should start? Like, oh, hey, I feel perfectly fine. Are there things that you should put on just to maintain your good health? Or
yes, and I do tell people that a lot. So we do have frequencies. We've kind of had to rename, or wanted to rename, to stay within a general wellness product. And so that's another reason that we're starting into some double blind studies, is to be able to, prove some of these ideas. But inflammation, pain, and trauma is a huge problem. And so we work with that idea, and we call it first wave. And so that's what we would like you to play first, is some ideas that can help with joint pain and swelling and just our emotional state, and give that a try. And then the next thing that we suggest that you do is work with parasites. I can say that one. Parasites are like the hidden problem that we are not paying attention to. And nobody wants to know that they have parasites, but it is very, very true, and very, very problematic and causing so many things. And I think people are starting to pay attention now that they're hearing that parasites may be connected with cancer, Yes. And I do see something up here. It's out of stock. It's supposed to be in tomorrow or Monday. We have been anxiously waiting on it, so we'll be back in stock just very quickly.
Okay. Okay. So are there, I mean, naturally, I got to ask this question. Are there any contraindications? I mean, what if somebody's doing other therapies, or let's say they're engaged in some kind of treatment, or maybe a person's doing chemo or something like that? Will it interfere with things that people are currently doing?
Well, I don't have a double blind study on that, but we just have to think this through. These are acoustical sounds, all right? Has somebody who's been told, or who's been doing chemotherapy, have they ever been told that they can't listen to their spouse or they can't listen to music? No. Can they be cut off of sound completely? No. We absorb sound through every, cell in our skin and our ears and even our bones, like I mentioned before. And so there's no way that anybody's ever been told that. A big question that I always have is, can somebody with a pacemaker use it? Well, yes, they can, because they have never been told that they cannot hear a sound. You know, so that's a huge thing. And that's why I wanted the safety of this, is that there is not a, usually a problem with sound. Now, once in a while, somebody's got nauseated, because the last thing that I was going to tell you that we suggest people play is detoxification. We're not detoxing right, you know. So one of the detox ideas I have is the EMFs, you know, and radiation that we've been talking about already. But then I also have detoxification codes for glyphosate, and, you know, the list is endless, all kinds of chemicals and heavy metals and things like that. So those are very important, and people don't realize that. So even if you're perfectly healthy, you know, I suggest that you run what we call first wave, and then run parasite information, detoxification. And then the fourth one that's built into a new folder, it's this one right here, we're going to be talking about maybe in a little bit, but is Lyme disease. So we have been...
I just was talking about it last night. Knock yourself out, Linda.
I don't know if I should say we've been hoodwinked. You know, we have had the wool pulled over our eyes. Lyme disease is terrible. And there are 300 medical problems that they have connected with Lyme's disease, but they're not going to tell anybody. Out here in Kansas, there are doctors still saying, oh, there's nothing like Lyme disease. You got to be kidding, you know. But more people are carrying Lyme disease because you can get it on an airplane ride. Somebody on that airplane could have Lyme disease. And Lyme is a combination of all kinds of pathogens. So it could be viruses, parasites, and bacteria, and spirochetes. That's what Lyme disease is made of. And so those are easily transferred when you are in a closed area on a plane, breathing the same air, right? So you can get beyond perfectly fine, but if you get off and somebody has Lyme disease and your immune system is low, you could become a carrier. You know, they don't want to tell us that. They don't want to tell us that whole families get Lyme disease, because they all have different symptoms, different problems, you know, and so they're not tying it together. So that's the other huge thing that I tell you, is to just run that as a protection, you know, so because you may not know that you're carrying it or that you have been, you know, exposed to it. So those are protective ideas.
You definitely know, through your, when I started doing the research on your watch, I mean, as far as, it opened me up to look into the work of Royal Raymond Rife, and, this guy of Cure, I don't know that I can get away with saying this on YouTube, so I'm going to try to be a little bit cryptic here. Drives me crazy that I have to play these games, but basically there were a lot of people once upon a time that were curing things that were considered uncurable. And this guy, using basically the same, as I understand it, Linda, pretty much the same technology that you're using right now, mm-hmm. was curing things that mainstream science will tell you does not have a cure. And his record was unbelievable, folks, using frequency. And as someone else, you know, cited a little bit earlier, I mean, the good Lord spoke it into existence. I guess you would call that a frequency. Mm-hmm. So as I was going through this research, and I continue to go down this road, I understand, yeah, we got to be looking into Lyme disease or the settings that you have on here. And folks, mm-hmm. this thing, if I can use it, trust me, anybody can use it without even reading the doggone instructions. And the cool thing I like about it, too, is that if there's something that you like that you get a positive reaction from, you can have it loop mm-hmm. and play it, or you can run down like a playlist of all the things that you feel like you need to put in. I mean, okay, one thing I haven't looked into, does this thing require any updates or anything like that? I mean, does it come, do I ever, for going on well over 3 months now, do I ever need to get a download from the internet? Not that I would know how to do it anyway.
No, I haven't changed it. The only thing would be that, you know, you use it over and over and over again, your battery's going to wear down once in a while. And so it'll have to be replaced. And so we have repair people in our customer service, and you can send it in. So that makes it pretty easy, I think. But you know, okay. Usually a year or something, you know, over a year before it might wear down. But it depends, because some people wear them 24 hours a day, you know. So like, you don't do that. We're suggesting 8 to 10 hours a day, you know, that kind of thing. So
Do you have a sleep setting for this thing that can, you know, lullaby somebody out? Because I didn't see any of that on there.
There are several sleep settings. And then the new watch has updated sleep settings that are really amazing. We worked with someone who is in the sleep research world, and that would be Jet and Dr. Russ Court. And they gave us a few more suggestions. And so now on the newest Wave Watch that I've developed, which is even simpler to use, and I should have said I developed it. My two sons helped, and we had a prototype manager, and all of us together, you know, came up with a new design. And we had had several people say that it was too hard to use, Billy, you know. And so a lot of my users are older. And so we even simplified it even more, and it's easier to use. So that does make a huge difference now. But we have 11 different hours of sleep ideas. And so for whatever time you're going to sleep, you just touch 9 o'clock, you know, or you touch 11 o'clock and it starts playing at that time. And so if you have like liver problems, at 1 o'clock in the morning, your liver is going to work. This is from the Chinese body clock, a different way to think about your body, but different organ systems are in charge or needing more, you know, help support during particular times. And the liver is from 1 to 3. So if you touch that sleep one at 1 o'clock, it would automatically start working with ideas for your liver. It has specific hormones that are in play at that time, the vagus nerve, and the list goes on and on. So we have actually made 11 different hours of things that can help you sleep through the night. From 3 to 5, if you're interested. If you're always waking up from 3 to 5, that's when your lungs come into play. And so that's what is playing behind the scene is lung support plus a whole slew of other ideas. So we've been really excited about the new sleep technology that we have.
Awesome. I want to get talking about this watch. Let me get to one more question here. It says, will it help with rheumatoid arthritis?
We have had several testimonies on that. Definitely. Yes. Can't okay. say across the board, you know, there are people who've written books. Jonathan Goldman is one who says that he thinks that, you know, frequencies help 70% of the time. Personally, I'm thinking it's more than that in feedback that I've gotten, but it doesn't mean that every single person would be helped with frequencies.
Here's another one before we get into your new watch, which, by the way, looks pretty doggone awesome. It's slick. It says, what can I do to lower my immune system due to a kidney and pancreas transplant? So people that have had transplants, you know, any experience with that?
I have not. Now, she's saying lower her immune system. Yeah, that's a phrase, you know, I mean, it's an autoimmune feedback, you know, type of thing. And I'm not sure that we would have the specific frequencies on that particular one. We would have support for the pancreas to help it make it work better. And for some of those enzymes and also for the kidneys, but we don't have anything that lowers the immune system. It balances it. So, you know, it would be a different idea. It would be rebalancing it.
Okay. I'll get back to your questions in a minute, folks, but, hey, by the way, Linda's going to be giving, as I understand it, you're going to be giving away one of these tonight?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, yes. So will I do my typical offer a trivia question and whomever gets it wins the watch?
That works for me.
Okay, we'll come to that here in a little while. So, Linda, I'm this one I'm wearing right now, I mean, it's bigger. It doesn't bother me one bit. I mean, some folks are like, man, that's the biggest Apple Watch I've ever seen. I'm like, it's not an Apple Watch. But I got to say, you made this other one, I guess, 40% smaller, and it does even more. And I got to say, it's a pretty slick looking design. I mean, as I was looking at that thing online, yeah you look at hers and you look at mine, mm-hmm. Two very different things. I mean, I have no complaints. This thing is just fine for me. Now, when Michelle puts it on her wrist, it looks like she's calling in artillery somewhere.
But, yes. Smaller women is bigger.
Yeah, but the one you have on, it looks even kind of, you know, you have different designs. It looks pretty sleek and everything. So the one I have, I guess, is it perfectly fine or yes. do I need to upgrade?
No, it's up to you. You know, you got enough money to buy two, rotate them. That's an idea. But there is nothing wrong with it. The frequencies are exactly the same frequencies. They're just organized in a little bit different manner on this one. Okay.
Are there more frequencies on that?
Or no, not really.
Mm-mm. Okay, same exact thing, except it's just got a smaller profile.
Yes. And organized, so because we were having some complaints. We talked to people, we did surveys, and they said they wanted something that was simpler to read. So I think, Billy, you'll appreciate this. This book, which I think you said you didn't read it. You didn't need to.
I didn't.
Yeah. It's 24 pages and it's written big because I'm 70 years old. So, you know, I want to have some big words. So, you know, it's written in spacey so that people can read it. But we were able to combine frequencies and cut it down to just one page front and back, you know, okay, so that people could see. And it is much easier to use that way.
So yeah, I think that thing is fantastic. I mean, just the look of it, and you said it was 40% smaller because, mm-hmm, I mean, I don't care if this thing was the size of a doggone iPhone, and if I had to wear it, I mean, for what it does, I really don't care. But, you know, a lot of other people will, I don't know, anybody who's worried about following the dictates of fashion, they may find this a little bit off-putting, which, you know, if you would rather... Well, deal with bad health. I mean,
yeah. And it, you know, at first when I developed it, I considered it a tool, you know, so it's going to be a little bit bigger. And we started working with Hope for Cancer. And, you know, when I was starting to talk to their group, I said, now it's a little bit bigger watch. And they just started laughing at me. And I'm going, okay. And they showed me the other tools that they were using on people. It was all natural things that they were trying to do. And they had a couple of other things that they put on people's wrists. And literally, they were like having half of, you know, a grapefruit on their wrist. You know, those tools were so much bigger. The tool you have was by far the smallest, and they were just thrilled with it. And when I told them we were developing one even smaller, they were just beyond, you know, and very, very excited. So, well,
when I heard the testimonies of people like Michael Jaco, if you don't know who he is, folks, he was the whole reason I even found out about this thing was Michael Jaco, former Navy SEAL. And of course, I'm a former Army sapper. And, you know, I heard him going on about this thing and how it was the only thing that would provide him any kind of relief. I'm like, OK, man, I am in such torment right now with what I'm going through. I have got to find some doggone solutions. And so folks, you've probably seen it. There's not a video I've done since owning this watch where you probably didn't see it on my wrist, not a single video. And people have been asking me forever and a day. And anybody I've let try it, who's given it an honest shot, there are some people out there that honestly will not even, there was a couple of people I let try the thing and I know they didn't even put it. I mean, they didn't even give it an honest shot. It was like they dismissed it before he even gave it a shot. And I'm sure those people are going to be all over the place, and they exist, that no matter of evidence or will shatter a faith consciously based on a lie. So if you want to believe the mainstream medical model, you're welcome to it, but I'm not one of those people that buys it. So
let me kick in one more idea also. We already mentioned that frequencies travel through your body faster than the speed of sound, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when we take a supplement or a medicine prescription, it goes through our body and it's a chemical wave, basically. And it goes through our body at a foot a second. A second. It is so slow that the heat of our body burns it up. And literally only 2% of things that we take internally will get to our cells. 2%. So why do we have to take medications over and over and over again? Because they're only 2% absorbed. How hard is that? Frequencies are and done. Completely absorbed 100%.
Well, I never thought about it. I never thought about it like that.
Huh. Isn't that interesting?
It wouldn't shock me one bit. I mean, with the nonsense they pull these days and the things they talk us into taking and putting in our bodies. I mean, if there is a non-invasive way for me to get relief, and then for my wife, who's probably, that's why I wanted her on here, because she is the hardest sell to get her to do anything consistently is near, it better work immediately because she is absolutely impatient about, I mean, if the results don't come quick, she's probably not going to do it for very long.
That's, you know, and I don't know about your wife, but other people are, you know, they're going to take a pill and they'll wait 2 or 3 months for it to work because that's what they're told. But again, it's that idea of it is really not absorbed completely. And this was known in Rife's time, you know, and they knew that acoustical frequencies and energetic frequencies would go through your body and do things much differently. But, you know, the powers to be at that time needed medicine to be resold. And you know what the system was that developed, and the money to be made from selling something over and over and over again. So Rife basically died a penniless man when he was one of the most brilliant, you know, and his inventions were destroyed and torn up and all kinds of things like that. And actually frequencies were outlawed for a while, and they're not today because we have ultrasound. We have so many tools that use frequencies, different kinds of frequencies, not acoustical ones. But
I suspect he was another victim of the Flexner report, where, you know, the powers that shouldn't be basically hired, you know, the Flexner report to go out there. Everybody was on equal standing. There was a, you know, medical doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths, all of them were in the same kind of ballpark. And then all of a sudden the Rockefellers, as I understand it, basically hired the Flexner report to come out there and say, let's just look into medicine and find out exactly which one is the best. And lo and behold, the ones that led right back to them getting more money in their pockets, which just happens to be mainstream. Remember, MD does not mean medical deity, but that's the one that was basically flooding the pockets of the Rockefellers and all the other interests and like that. So folks, there are healing modalities out there that don't require you to shoot anything into your body, that don't require. I am a big fan of this thing, and I've waited for months to talk about it because I wanted to be 100. And remember, I never bring a product to you guys to which I have not thoroughly tested and believe in. And I'm telling you right now, this thing absolutely positively works. And you just heard the Homestead Honey tell you the very same thing. So before we get back to a couple more questions, Linda, people are going to ask, and somebody already has, and somehow it's gotten down the chat away from me, but people are going to ask what the cost is of this thing. I mean, it is not inexpensive, but I would imagine with the tech that you have in here, it's not cheap to make.
That's right. Yeah. So it is $697, but you have a code, Billy100. And if they use that code, when they purchase, it will take $100 off. And then at this point in time, if you buy more than one, we're giving some other discounts and free shipping. So it just depends on how many you buy. But we've had people that have bought for their whole families. I had one gentleman that literally some kind of a, I'm not sure if I'm telling the story right now or not, but an ache or pain that he'd had for, you know, 20 years went away literally in just less than an hour. And he turned around and he's bought 30 for all his family and friends, you know. So some people can do that, some cannot, but it does get really, really exciting. And I have one other story I want to tell you right quick. This is my favorite story. I tell it every time, I'm sure. But you can use this tool, no matter which one, you know, which one you have, for by sharing, like you just did, right? But you can also use it for your animals.
Oh, so, I got a story for you there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. And so I have tons of stories on animals, but my favorite one is a people one. And here's a different way to share it. I had an elderly gentleman call me, and he said that he had bought the Wave Watch for his wife with Parkinson's. And then you could tell he got all embarrassed. He was clearing his throat and he was trying to figure out what to say. And finally, he just blurted out and he goes, "And we sleep really close together." And I'm going, okay. And then he blurts out again, and I could feel her frequencies when she had the Wave Watch on. I'm going, ah. And he says, and he continues, you know, and I got up the next morning and my feet didn't hurt. And I'm going, well, that's so neat. And he goes, no, you don't understand. They've hurt for 15 years. I've been on medications for 15 years. In 2 weeks, he was off his medications because he snuggled with his wife.
Wow.
Can't get any better than that, can it?
I thought this story was going to take a different turn there because Michelle tried to take my watch. I can't even believe this. But the people that know how she is with these critters, I mean, she is like Ellie Mae Clampett, you know, on steroids here. She says, "Let me see your watch." And I'm like, "Why?" And because I'm like, okay, she's already like half smiling, knowing that this ain't going down the way she thought. She says, "Nala, her dog, her little dog walking around here, somehow she thinks the dog hurt herself. And she knows this watch works, and she's wanting to put my watch on this dog." And I'm like, "Oh, absolutely not. True or not." And she starts, I'm like, "There's a grounding mat. You better put the dog on that." But we're not about to have this dog go scrape up my watch or destroy this thing, jump in the water or the mud or whatever else. And she's wanting to put this watch on this dog. And I know there's going to be people out there that do it, but it ain't going to be mine. I can tell you that. So,
well, if you hold your dog, you know, you could have the Wave Watch set for anxiety. And people have given me testimonies that their dogs just calm down. Or maybe they're sitting on a chair and their dogs will just come up to their feet and just relax all the time. And it's usually an emotional type frequency that the animals really react to. But now another one I had was so interesting. Somebody used it for their duck with a bacterial infection. And they sent me a picture of the duck head resting up, you know, the Wave Watch was covered up and the duck head's up here and it's just resting, you know, feeling the frequencies. And behind it, all of the chickens made a semicircle around the duck and just stood and watched the duck get its treatment. Now, who's ever heard of that in a barnyard, you know? So animals are fascinated by the sounds, cats, all kinds of things. And I've had several horse testimonies and pictures. People will send me pictures of their horse and how they, you know, figured out to put it on the horse, you know, or touch them, or maybe they're wearing it, or, you know, different ways. We set it. One way that we do it is strap two wristbands, Velcro wristbands to a watch. And make a much longer, this one isn't a good example, but we'll put two wristbands on it. And then it will make a longer collar that you could put around a pet if it was indoors, you know. But better yet, just set it beside the dog's bed at night or the kennel or whatever. That's what we do most of the time. And we put it on parasites. So we don't have to do all these silly parasite remedies. It doesn't seem like we can just play parasites and the dog's laying in the kennel beside the watch and not touching it.
Well, I mean, that's fine for those so inclined, but this thing's too doggone expensive for me to sit here and put it on an animal. we're just going to have to, they're going to have to work something else out. Or, I mean, we have other means in which to get parasites out of them, but it ain't going to be hugged up with me in my sleep and it ain't going to be wearing it in the crate. So, yeah, there's a couple of things that just simply will not happen, but yeah, for those
but that people do do that. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, for those so inclined. Yeah, so I know that this thing costs a little bit, you know, it's more than a lot of people can bear. That's why we share it, you know. And if you don't have, you know, for us, I basically wear it until Michelle needs it, okay? Until she finds herself in a position I seem to need this thing. I wear it pretty much all day long, every single day, pretty much every waking hour. So I probably ought to wean myself off of it to a certain extent and let her wear it a little bit more. But she usually doesn't ever ask for it until she's in some kind of pain.
Goodness. So,
yeah.
About cost, I did want to add that it is, you can use your HSA and FSA. And so this is a really good time of year if you have some funds in those. And then we do take payments. So when you're checking out, you can, there'll be some different buttons that you can press and we can take payments and you can pick whether it's a year payments or 6 months or 3 month payments, that kind of thing. So you can do it over a period of time that you choose. And there is a return policy of 30 days, you know, if you do not like it or whatever, just get it returned to us within the 30-day time limit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we got other questions in here, but folks, I don't want to hold Linda more than an hour. And plus we got their little giveaway. So what do you say? Are we ready to rock and roll for that?
The giveaway?
Yes.
Okay. And I have some pictures if people want to see it up close or anything like that. And make sure they have your code to use so that they can get $100 off.
So it was Billy 100?
Billy 100. Does that work?
Sure. I mean, we just came up with this code like moments before this show even
began. Yes.
I mean, I wasn't doing it because of that. I was doing it because this thing actually works. I mean, that's the whole reason why. And folks, like I told you before, you can ask Linda, you can ask her son. There has never been an advertiser on this show or anybody ever on this show that appealed to me and said, hey, can I come on your show? No, they come on here because I reached out to them because it works. And it wasn't because anybody ever reaches out to me. So that's my longstanding policy on here. If this thing actually works, I will let you know about it. So everybody on your marks, get set. I'm going to give you, because this thing is, I mean, honestly, it costs a little bit of money. I'm going to ask you a permaculture question, as I always do. So let me dig down deep here and find out. Now, you're going to have to be an old school permaculture pimp cast fan. You're going to have to be a Perma Pastures Farm fan. I'm going to dig deep on this one. So the question for tonight is, and the first one in basically wins this watch. So what is the minimum number? Eric Sider, you can't answer this if you're in the chat right now, because I know you know this answer. We can't do that. What is the minimum number of chickens? No. Let me think about this. The minimum number of broilers that I said you need to make the chicken tractor on steroids effective. What is the minimum number of broiler chickens that you need to make the chicken tractor on steroids, as I do it, effective? Remember, I did the numbers. I did all the work on this stuff. Nope, Christina, it's not 20. Nope. One vision. Oh, shoot. Testimony said 21. It's 21. Wow. Tess, yep, it's 21. Boy, we had some that were close. We had, let's see here. We had one. Well, Betty, you were one off. Some people were really, really close. Yes, that is the minimum number of broilers. So, wow, man, some people say, man, these numbers are popping all over the place. We got 550 all over the place. Okay, how many of you people are fans, man? Are y'all watching these videos? Anyway, no, I'm just kidding around there. But yeah, it's 32 for regular birds, for meat birds, 21. Yeah. So, and then for, you know, it varies in between, but those are the numbers I always go. I told you that was a sweet spot. So, reach out to me, give me your, should I go ahead and have them email me or email you directly?
If you would email, have them email you and then just email me.
Just send it all to you.
And okay. We do need an email, their email address and phone number and, you know, of course their address too.
Okay, cool. So be sure to, reach out to Billy@permapasturesfarm.com. Linda, is there anything else I haven't asked you regarding this watch that folks ought to know about?
Just that the model that you've been talking about has been sold out for a while, and we are, just replacing it with this one. So the newer model is the one that's available, much, much easier to use, you know, quite a bit of difference to, that kind of thing. So that will be the one that they will get, you know, just because people have requested smaller ones. And, you know, another idea to share with you is we talked about, you know, people, you know, talked about the size of the first one. And we found out that younger, 20s to 30s wouldn't wear it sometimes because, that's not stylish enough, you know, just like you were talking about. But guess what kind of problems they have the most? Guess what they need help with? Their emotions. So 10% of the frequencies on the Wave Watch are for emotions. And that's really called out. That really bothered me that they wouldn't even try it because it wasn't, quote unquote, stylish enough. So we fixed that and we have a stylish watch. You can have two different colors. You can have a rose gold or you can have a graphite watch. And you can change the faces. You can do all kinds of things on it, you know. So we are kind of reaching out because so many of these younger adults are heading into the medication system, taking more and more when there is no reason to, when frequencies can work with so many different kinds of emotions. And so, you know, really we are trying to appeal to them because we want to help people. And it is so important for us to help people, not to hinder people. So that's where we were at on that.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because as a 54-year-old man, I'll be honest with you, 95% of what I use on this watch is under the emotion section. As I said before, I just doing what I do throughout the day, I keep it on Selfeggio tones, because those I know a lot about, and it just kind of chills me out. And then when I know I need to go to town or I'm going to be around some people, people fundamentally think, because I have a YouTube channel and because I have a podcast, that I'm just, I know that I may come off as gregarious to a certain extent, but I am nobody ever wants to believe it when I say it, but I'm a big introvert. And nobody believes me when I say that, but I become extroverted when I'm in the company of people like the people that are in this chat right now, or somebody like yourself, where I know we're going to talk about things that have consequence, things that matter. Then all of a sudden, yeah, I come out of my shell. If you want to talk about what Brad Pitt's doing, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm going to be a fly on the wall. But when I hear you talking about the benefits of these frequencies and what they can do for me and how they can chill me out and make all, you know, so many broken pieces that maybe in a person's life maybe come together. All of a sudden I come out of the woodwork. But when I find myself in a position where I'm asked to speak at a conference, that doesn't necessarily come naturally to me. I mean, I got to put this thing on anxiety. I do. And that's where I was saying, where I was at that festival, I didn't even want to take it off to let that lady with the shoulder problem use it, because I'm like, oh shoot, man, this is almost like I'm addicted to this thing now. But yeah, I mean, the truth of it is I'd never take it off. I almost never take this thing off except like you said, to charge it. So,
Well, I appreciate that you like it so much, because we have had so many testimonies, and we recently won an award from this organization called Dragonfly that, you know, had lots of different self-care tools and that kind of thing. And they just said that our fan base was the most over the top that they had out of the whole contest. You know,
I can believe it. I absolutely believe it, Linda. I mean, I'm a fan, and it took a good 3 months for me to really, I was like, man, that there is, I would not even allow myself to believe that this thing was actually working. And I didn't even cross the Rubicon into allowing myself to believe it until I saw it work on Michelle. And then when I saw what it did for her, I'm like, okay, now mentally I can allow myself to believe that this thing is actually working. And then the lady at the lady I let try at the Redmond Salt booth at the festival I was at. But yeah, folks, if you deal with things like I do, because these emotional issues don't just infect younger people. You know, I work on a farm every day, and I'm the kind of person that I'm perfectly content to spend days and days and days. And I do by myself in the company of my own thoughts or a podcast or whatever I'm listening to. And so when you put me in a city, all of a sudden I'm like a fish out of water. And believe me, this thing is definitely on my wrist, and I'm wearing it no matter what. Well, Linda, I can't thank you so much for coming on this show. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience?
You know, I'm just kind of seeing the comment below. She'd rather shell out $600 than go get back on anti-anxiety meds. And that's what most people are thinking, especially when they know that they can pay for it, you know, a month at a time, or use it, their FSA on it. And, you know, you just think about how much you pay for a Starbucks. I mean, I got a hot tea the other day, and it was almost $6, you know, $5.75 plus some tax for tea, you know. Wow. So that starts to add up fast. So the watch is actually very affordable when you break it down and think about maybe what you've paid for your medication. So, and is it waterproof? The watch that Billy has on is not as waterproof. It's water resistant, but we were still having some trouble with it. So that's why we went to this model, and we are doing certified testing on it now to be able to call it waterproof. It is not, the testing is not completed, but we believe it will pass that. And, you know, they have to put it in water for, you know, 20 minutes to 20 feet, or, you know, whatever their example is. And so it is going through that now, but we are really close. It is very water resistant, more resistant than the one that Billy has on.
I
The discount code is good for here on. You know, you can put in Billy 100 at any time, but there are more sales going on now for the Christmas holidays through the next week, you know. And the last shipping day would be the 18th that we could possibly get it out to you for Christmas.
Okay, here's another. I got to answer this question. But, hey, regarding your about it being waterproof, I know this much. I'd forgotten to take it off, and I had it down in the dishwater one time. For quite a while, and this thing's still ticking. So, so it did work. Do people report becoming addicted or dependent to this thing? I guess I just did.
Yeah, I'd say it's just so refreshing to them that they're excited to be using something over and over again and off of some of their other things that are not as healthy for them or cause other symptoms to occur. This does not do that, you know. They are more in control of their health with something like this that God gave us. Don't forget the very first comment and think about all the ways in the Bible that, you know, everything has a frequency. The stones cry out to us, you know. Think about stomping down the walls of Jericho, you know. Frequencies, frequencies, frequencies.
Wow. Yeah, I'm glad you, wow, what a way to end this thing. Well, Linda, thank you so much for making time to come on this show and, I thank you for offering a discount code. I didn't expect that. I just wanted you on here to talk about this. She offered the discount code, folks, just at the last minute. You know, I'm not going to say no. I mean, this thing is fantastic. It's been a wonder for us. And I'm not taking it off. So
that discount code is for every one of your listeners. So no problem. We appreciate their business and appreciate you learning about frequencies.
Well, thanks, I can't so wait much, to learn Billy. More from you. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Hey, y'all, remember, Billy 100 will get you $100 off of this thing. It's worth it. You don't hear me go. Look, if it's on this show, trust me, I've given it the honest college try. And until next time, y'all, stay alert, stay alive. Yeah, I'm talking saucy. All they wanna build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. Like a kamikaze, got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They wanna push me to the center like a cell. They wanna spill me, but the center of the next is me. They want me to battle, but I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I will never bow down, cause I'm a warrior.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.